sometimes somebody might see a portrayal of an autistic person in the movies or on a TV show and say, ah, that's autism. But it's actually so different in different people. That's why nowadays they talk about it being a spectrum.
There's a saying in the community and outside of it as well that if you've met one person with autism, you've met one person with autism.
What first got each of you interested in the topic of autism, and how has your reporting on this condition changed since you started your coverage in the late 90s?
We're veterans of ABC News. John's a correspondent for over 25 years, and I was a producer. We had been working together when my son was diagnosed with autism in 1996. And as colleagues and friends, we decided that we wanted to cover this story. I wanted to cover this story very passionately, and always to this day have wanted to do the stories that are important, that haven't been told, that aren't some dream cure, but are things that people need to know about in the mainstream. And in the process of doing that, we wrote a book that came out in 2016. Now we've shifted again, and we're focusing on a documentary, which is based on the book.
And I think another thing that's changed a little bit is that when we were doing television stories, we tended to focus on people who have autism who can speak for themselves, who have a lot of language. But in the book, we decided we needed to focus much more on the kids who can't talk because they kind of get left out of the story a lot.
Could you please tell us a little bit about Donald Triplett, the first person who was diagnosed with autism?
We were able to find the town that he grew up in, and we're fortunate to be able to find him and tell his story, which is quite a remarkable story about how a community embraced somebody who was different. And if you have an hour, we can go into greater depth about the power of community and what can happen when people embrace somebody who's different.
We don't have quite an hour, but I would like to focus on that, the power of community and the difference that it makes, considering we're here with Peter Bell, the CEO for Ascendigo Autism Services. Peter Bell, could you go into how adults in Ascendigo's adult program are being integrated into the community?
So it's wonderful to have Karen and John, who are going to be coming next week. We're really looking forward to sharing what we're creating here. What's happening here in Carbondale and the rest of the Roaring Fork Valley is quite remarkable, and it's something that has been 15 years in the making. Our adult program here, we actually call it Life Enrichment because we're all about enriching the lives of people who live on the spectrum. And I think almost everyone in Carbondale probably knows the people that we serve. They are going to Bonfire Coffee in the morning for their morning cup of Java. They're going to their jobs at the Fat Thai restaurant or Marble Distillery or the Roaring Fork Beer Company or the Senior Care Center. And it's not just Carbondale. It's all throughout the valley. It's up in Aspen. It's down in Glenwood Springs or Rifle or what have you. And we are really proud to be part of a community that does care and does celebrate difference and makes our population feel like they are valued.
So I've heard you say, John Donvan, that autism is not a disease, but a way of being. And I was wondering if you could define and explain the term neurodiversity.
Neurodiversity is a philosophy that really promotes the idea that people who have the label of autism or even epilepsy, all kinds of things that are listed as psychiatric disorders, that ultimately they need to be respected for being fully human. And some people take the argument so far as to say that these things are just other ways of being human. And that's a controversial statement because some people also recognize that a lot of these conditions are disorders as opposed to diseases. Neurodiversity is a big rag bag of a topic, but I think the part of it that Karen and I sign up for and agree with is its recognition that no matter who you are, no matter what kind of brain wiring you have, no matter how much support you need, you should, number one, get it. Number two, you should be respected as fully human as you are.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Karen and John and Peter, for joining me here.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.